globally, I'm sure it depends a lot on the clinical situation. Maybe you could even pick a clinical situation for which we have data. But what do we know about the next 5 years, for example, after a patient becomes MRD negative and a patient who doesn't become MRD negative?
Well, we know from the Murano data, which is venetoclax plus rituximab in the relapsed setting, that that was a trial that was done with a fixed duration of treatment. That was 2 years of venetoclax, the first 6 months with a combination of rituximab. At the end of the 2 years, everybody stopped treatment. And in the follow-up that we've had from that trial, the question has been, who's more likely to progress sooner at the end of that 2 years of treatment? And from the data that we have available so far, there's two groups that are more likely to progress earlier when they stop venetoclax. One is patients who are MRD positive when they stop treatment. The second is patients who have 17p deletion. Now, that trial was done for patients with relapsed disease, so they were all previously treated. Those patients tend to be more proliferative than they are in the frontline setting. But that's an example where one would have a discussion. I would have a discussion with a patient at the end of the 2 years testing for MRD. If they're MRD positive, it's easier to have a discussion about, well, you're tolerating this treatment. Maybe we should continue it because I know if you stop it, your disease will likely come back, although there probably will be a year, 2 years before it comes back. If you stop the treatment, if you don't stop the treatment, it's probably going to be longer than that because you're getting continued treatment.
And for the MRD negative patient, as time goes on, what's the likelihood of retreatment?
Well, I mean, that's going to be driven by clinical trials. And for all of our clinical trials, our ibrutinib venetoclax trial, all of the trials that we're doing, we are monitoring for MRD in blood as an early indicator of disease that's relapsing. So we're monitoring and doing serial blood testing for MRD relapse. In the chemoimmunotherapy era, we did that also. And we know that the median time between MRD relapse in the blood and clinical progression is about 2 years. Now, there's also a time period between clinical progression and need for next treatment. So it gives us a bit of a lead warning for what's going to happen, and it's about a 2-year time between MRD relapse to clinical progression, and then sometime 2 years between 6 months between clinical progression and needing next treatment. The trials that we will do in the future, I think, will be interventions based on MRD relapse. We don't have those set up right now, but those are definitely trials that we're considering and planning for the future.
So in a patient who's MRD negative, at 2 years, what's the chance they're still going to be MRD negative?
We don't have that data. If we were to talk about chemoimmunotherapy, if a patient's MRD negative at 2 years and they have a mutated V gene, highly likely that they will stay MRD negative. If they have an unmutated immunoglobulin gene, that's not necessarily the case. With chemoimmunotherapy, we know even if you get a patient MRD negative, eventually their disease is going to return, and the median time to progression is 4 to 5 years. So we know that with chemoimmunotherapy, we have to generate a data set that gives us a similar view for the non-chemoimmunotherapy-based treatment.